day, possibly less another day, but we're closed 2 or 3 days a week right now, and we would maintain those same hours. We like our family time. We would also, and our plans would be to building a home out here as well on the part that's not zoned for commercial too. So whatever it is that we're going to do, we're also going to be living out here, so we're not going to do anything that we wouldn't want to live by either. So
any other questions for the applicant before we see if we've got anyone in the audience wanting to speak?
Can't we lose in your border, Scott?
I know there's a floodplain layer up on there, what I forgot to mention. So there is a limited amount of space. Now, he could build down in that floodplain, but there's going to be some regulations to get a structure, commercial-type structure, in that floodplain layer.
Well, my question was in regards to the existing buildings. Are they a part of just the one?
Correct.
The other ones aren't included in the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't see.
Those are neighboring.
One building.
Okay. One building and a couple little horse barns.
Yeah, there's a couple of little
shelters.
Okay.
Jeremiah, you want to go ahead and have a seat there and we'll see. Do we have anyone in the audience that's signed up to speak for or against this application? Okay, so why don't we, there's fewer in the middle row, let's start here and we'll work our way over, okay? So unless you guys have a specific order, do you have a specific order you want to go in? No? Okay. Ma'am, you want to come on up?
My name's Jamie McLeod and I live in Walnut Shade, which is a beautiful area. And you move out in the country because you want to be away from the commercialized Branson. And as I sit here and I listen to the folks that live on Bee Creek and all the increased traffic and additional apartments, I really would rather that not happen in Walnut Shade. It would increase traffic. You know, as far as like the sewer, we don't have public sewer or water. I mean, so how would that affect that area? If it is in a flood zone, how would that affect it if there's a 10,000 square foot building for commercial? And then if you look at the street, how are you going to accommodate getting on and off that street? Let's see. As you can see, I am against the rezone. Again, you know, I love being in the country, away from Branson, away from being in the commercial environment. And that's what I would like for me and my neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, was there someone, sir, did you sign up?
My name is Nathan Stover. I also live at Walnut Shade. Two questions. For the panel, if you may, can a single residence home be built on a commercial zone piece of property?
I don't.
They would have to seek a conditional use permit to put that single family home on that commercial parcel.
So being zoned commercial is not necessarily contingent with the home or no home. He said they tried to reside there.
No home. He mentioned something about the unzoned. I mean, they may be buying more and keeping it A1. I don't know that fact, but he said it wouldn't set on the commercially zoned. But if he desired to, he'd have to come back to this board, show his plan,
sure,
and then they'd do a conditional use permit for that single-family home.
Gotcha. If you could, maybe address the other party, if he could maybe demonstrate or show where that house may sit with that location, because it is a unique piece of property, so I'd be curious myself, if possible. Second question, never wish bad tidings, but if their business fails or they decide to sell, this would theoretically, would this allow that piece of land to be up for Dollar General store, gas station, Lost Tree Apartments, Bull Creek Village type setup if they moved on? That's my next question.
It would be C2, So, Scott, I don't have in front of me what.
We'll get it here real quick. So, 107.
C1 starts on page 103.
So, in our zoning regulations, come off of there. We have these charts. I'll try to zoom out just a little bit. So your C means that use can be applied for a conditional use permit in that zoning district. So I can just kind of leave it up there. As you can see, single family residential except congregate living is a P, which a P means you can do it by right. That's allowed. You just have to meet the setbacks, get the wastewater permit, and then get the fire permit if it's applicable, and we can issue the building permit. That's where the P's are.
Okay.
So your civic and institution, there's pretty much all those uses are a P, except for recycling collection drop-off. That's a conditional use. And then you go to your commercial uses. There's a few conditional uses in that. But there's a lot of permitted by right. Your Dollar General, yes. Another restaurant, yes. Again, they just have to get their wastewater, their fire, meet the setbacks, self-service storage. About any commercial use, nightly rental can be done in the C2. Service station, vehicle repair shop. Then in the industrial, there's not much, just wholesale sales of conditional use. And then, of course, agricultural, a winery or a zoological, public or private. We haven't figured out what that's going to be yet, but that's conditional use, and the winery and breweries are conditional use. But that's right. Your charted listed uses in a C2.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
I think that answers your question.
Yes, thank you. And with that being said, with that knowledge, I'm still in opposition of the rezoning, so thank you.
Thank you. I don't think there was anyone else here in the middle section, right? So we'll move over here. Sir, do you want to go ahead and kick it off on this side?
My name is Randy Castro, and this is my wife, Lisa. We bought the house right next door to the property in question. We used to come down here on vacation, and we were able to retire 2 years ago and bought a house and wanted to live in the country and talked to the real estate agent, and he pulled up your zoning map, which was all agricultural, and we were excited about that, wanted to live in the country. So said, now I'm doing a quick course on zoning laws, and I read the intent of the A1 is to keep agricultural together. So that's one of the reasons I'd like to keep agriculture together. Sort of be against the intent of the A1 zone to change it to C2. C2 is a big step of the plan, which has potential written on the plan. A potential coffee has potential this. It could be potentially anything in C2. I'd sort of like to have a better plan that, you know, this is committed before, you know, this would ever be approved. There are other C1 properties just down the road, about a mile from us. There's a closed In-N-Out store. There's like an auto lot store on the big curve, and then there's another closed In-N-Out store. So this commercial stuff really hasn't lasted out there. The other reason I'm opposed to it is traffic. If Scott could pull up the picture of the entryway from Highway 65 all the way to Road F by the Brookside Church, there's one passing lane in 6 miles, and it starts at the top of our hill and it ends just down about the Bear Creek Bridge. And I can tell you, it's not a, it's a passing somewhere, but from like 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock, it's like a road rage zone. It's not a passing zone. It's really scary. And it's really scary from like 4 to 7 to pull out on that road. And I'm at the top of the hill. I can't hardly see down. It's very scary. And my other question, a question I would have is, if this is going to be changed to C2 commercial zoning, is the Missouri Department of Transportation going to have to change the entryway or any of that? The car count now is like 5 to 10,000 on the state highway map that I looked up. So it's, there may, I'm not sure if they'll have to change the state highway entrance to the property. The other reason is water. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources saying our groundwater supply possibly could run out in 2030. That's 7 years. That goes quick. That's a blink. So I'm opposed to any commercial property using more water. I'd rather see that stay in Branson where there's a pipe maybe running from Table Rock Lake to get people water. And does the county have a 7-year plan to get us water out there if we run out of water? The other reason would be the flood zone. I was there this March. The water was up to my barn this past raining, and weather's getting worse, they're saying. I don't know. So I think it's bad to put a commercial building on a 100-year flood zone plan. It came to my attention that this was up for rezoning for a mobile home park, I think, in like 1990 or something, and it was turned down because of the flood zone. So he's saying he wants to build a home. I've got no problem. There's a home there. You know, I have no problem with home. I just don't want a lot of the water usage to go down. I don't worry about water. So, in summation, based upon the intent of your current zoning laws, keeping agriculture together, and C2 being urban density, we're not dense out there, it's the country, and it's all A1. Based upon the potentialness of what's going to happen, the traffic, the water, the flood zone, I oppose you putting business next door to me. I'm loving it now. It's beautiful. In the evenings after the traffic's down, it's beautiful. And now I have to deal with lights and car doors and noises. In summation, I oppose it. I'm not opposed to business at all. I'm glad you're running the business and making your living. And, you know, I'm not having to support you. But I am opposed to business anymore. So
thank you
for your time.
Thank you. Next row.
Good evening. My name is Don Hilliard. My wife Teresa and I live at 7609 Highway 160, which is the property that's on the corner of 176 and 160. Part of our property is across the street from this property in question. Rezoning this agricultural piece of property to C2 general commercial will do nothing but add to the traffic issues we see every day on this highway. Pulling out of our driveway any time during the day, especially at the rush hour in the morning and late afternoon, it's much, much worse at that time. You have to hurry up and accelerate to get out of our driveway at times because it's that bad.